Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TGIF, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Friday is here, baby. End of the week, beginning of the weekend. I don't know how you want to look at it. You blend the two together. A little football in the air this fall. And we're going to talk to Jeremy Springer right out the gates, 2:15. Patriots special teams coordinator. We are also going to touch on, yes, we have to, the Bill Belichick story, the podcasts. I didn't even know this, but Fitzy, I just opened up ESPN.com and who's marching toward me on the sideline at UNC in the main photo of the main story with the headline, Bill Belichick's skepticism is being validated at Chapel Hill. Bill just won't go away, Fitzy.
Dan Wetzel, there it is, NFL's Bill Belichick skepticism. Yep. Is being validated in Chapel Hill. Can that guy just, you know, for somebody who made a living staying out of the headlines except for when his team was setting records or giving Boston a reason to shut down the greater parts of the downtown area for a duck boat parade, can this guy stay out of the headlines? Are his new scandal pieces and reasons to argue with the devoted fans of In Bill We Trust, are these his new duck boat parades? Are these his new Lombardis?
Well, you bring up a good point. The man who claimed you should always ignore the noise.
Correct.
Seems to produce a lot of noise.
That's all he does now. He's like, he just generates noise.
And not the kind you'd think a 73-year-old man might produce after, I don't know, too many baked beans at the blue light special dinner or something like that.
Listen, after 50, you know what they say, never trust a toot.
Oh, no, absolutely not. So we'll get to Bill Belichick. We're not leading off with that. For those of you that want to tell us you're sick of it, no one cares, everybody cares. It's still one of the biggest stories in all of sports, and it continues to grow because the more interesting it is, the more people are willing to share, I don't know, maybe behind-the-scenes audio of Bill Belichick producing a coach's show last year that includes a lot of Jordan and Matt Patricia and a lot of, I don't know, S talking about employees at NFL Films and Underdog and all those things.
But not Matty P, just when I thought he actually had some favorable shine within the Patriots nation in our region.
Well, he's moved on now, so he's Matty P from the Ohio State University. He's got a real football job and a real football team right now. So.
Yeah, and actually he's doing a pretty good job as well. I don't think he is quite cast in the sympathetic light of many others that were working within the Belichick regime of the past two decades, but... Man, Bill just can't. It just sucks when you see somebody like that being their own worst enemy. But that said, back to your original thought about this weekend, you say TGIF, I say LFG, MFers, because I am fired up for Sunday.
So Sunday is an interesting game, and it's funny. I was watching on my Amazon Prime last night as the Icy Hot Bowl unfolded, Joe Flacco hosting Aaron Rodgers.
And brought to you by Clawfoot Tubbs, Little Blue Pills, Ensure, and our friends over at AARP.
Yes, it was. And I watched Joe Flacco and the dead and buried Bengals, because Joe Burrow's hurt, slam their fist out of the grave like they're a horror movie that Stiz would review on 31 Days of Halloween. And it made me think about the Patriots. And I think last night's game was a cautionary tale for the Patriots on both sidelines in Cincinnati.
Okay, it's my job as co-host to say, but Andy, how so?
So the Steelers are good. They were 4-1 heading into that game. They're better than people expected. They beat you, or you beat yourself, but they get credit for the victory. Whatever. And we were all hesitant to maybe anoint the Steelers what they are supposed to be as a division leader at this point in the season. And they went out there and they lost a game they shouldn't lose. I'm sorry. The other team acquired their quarterback 2 weeks ago. He's 172, and you let him come back to beat you. I know he's got good receivers. They also didn't have their best defensive player. And all I had to hear early in the game was Kirk Herbstreit mock the defense in Cincinnati like, boy, you take Trey Hendrickson out, and they really can't get any pressure on the quarterback here. This is embarrassing.
That's a Bengal with zero teeth and nothing but gums trying to eat its supper at the zoo. But, Andy, I think if anybody should be, I won't say enthralled, but sort of validated by what the Bengals did, I think we both have said many a time on Afternoons, the Six Rings Pod, and beyond, Ja'Marr Chase is the best receiver in the NFL, and I think it's kind of not even close.
Well, except for the drop touchdown.
Yeah, okay, the drop. But dude, 23 targets, 16 catches, over 100 yards and a touchdown. He was unstoppable last night. And that little that little thing he does where he speeds up, slows down, drags his feet, makes you think he's going one way, then goes the other. It's sick, beyond elite moves. And then your boy, who you've had the biggest football dude crush on for years, T. Higgins, showcasing why he deserves and got his wide receiver one money last night, would look pretty nice in a Pats uniform, but there he is.
And therefore is the flip side. So the Steelers, you couldn't continue the momentum you'd built early in the season. You lost a game you probably shouldn't lose. And I know people will tell me, oh, it's a division game. That makes it different. Sure, that makes it different, but you're supposed to win the game. If you're going to go on and control the NFC North, then win that game. Then be the better team. Have the better quarterback. Have the stability of the fact that your team wasn't assembled a week ago like you're putting the frickin' Avengers together for some big issue.
10 days ago, he's literally reading fresh plays off of his wrist. And he even said, I'm not sure if you stayed up late enough to watch the 900 people on the Amazon panel do the post game. Old Man Flacco, or Heave Ho Joe from the couch in Jersey, literally said on that play where, He booted for 13 yards on a first down. He got the play call wrong and then was just like, F it, I'll do it myself. And literally called his own number.
And then the other side of the equation is, so the Steelers lost a game they shouldn't lose. That's a cautionary tale for you, New England, as you go to Tennessee. Don't shoot yourself in the foot, because you could already argue that you've lost a couple games you shouldn't have lost to the Raiders or to the Steelers, and you've already used up your mulligans. But from a Bengals perspective, they're also on the Patriots' schedule later in the year. And we were just penciling in a victory, right? Because Joe Burrow is either out for the year or he's going to try to rush back, whatever. The Bengals looked like they could score a few points last night. The Bengals looked like Joe Flacco comfortable with his receivers. And I think he's going with the Brian Hoyer principle. Did you notice it? Players over plays. Hey, I have Ja'Marr Chase. I should probably throw to Ja'Marr Chase a lot, early and often. Get him the ball. Hey, I have T. Higgins too. I'll mix him in when I need it because he seems pretty good too. Don't overthink it, right? Just play old school football. Get it to your best players. Are the Bengals a pushover for the New England Patriots with either Joe Flacco or Joe Burrow? That's the first question. The second question is, maybe they don't dismantle their team. Could they have, traded a running back? Could they have traded T. Higgins? Could they still trade Trey Hendrickson if he's healthy and somebody wants him? Or do they go, wait a minute, could we still make the playoffs? Could we turn this around with Joe Flacco and then get Joe Burrow back and make a Celtics-like run if Jason Tatum's going to do the same thing? So I think the Bengals' win last night was an alteration of what you perceive them to be as an opposition and maybe changes the way they approach the season.
Okay, so the first question again was, are the Bengals a pushover for the Patriots, correct?
Yes.
They are not.
No.
They are not a pushover for anybody the remainder of the season, because when you've got somebody, I don't care what age they are, that has that kind of arm strength, that kind of intelligence, and that kind of instant command of a pass-heavy shotgun-based offense, they can be in any game, anytime, anywhere. Plus, they have a plus-level tight end, a plus-level running back, and yeah, the defense is garbage, which means he's going to be flinging and slinging it all afternoon long anytime they play somebody. So, yeah, no, they are not a pushover for anyone else, most especially your New England Patriots. And then the other question regarding the roster, if I'm the Bengals, I'm not dismantling that roster. I am not taking apart a single thing. I'm going to give it to my fans the best I can to hold on as long as possible and still until Joe Burrow comes back. Maybe he comes back by Thanksgiving. Maybe it's the middle of December. And Old Man Flacco's got him at .500. Why not? I'm not guaranteed. The Jaguars could fall out of it. They could lose to the Rams this Sunday. They could lose a couple at any given time. Two teams may make it from the West. There's no guarantee that two teams are going to make it from the AFC East. And I am not discounting in any way, shape, or form the fact that while LaMarvelous is going to come back sometime soon, that banged up Ravens team can't be had by anybody that has a decent offense and or including the best receivers in the AFC.
And my bigger point is you can't take any games lightly. I don't know if you heard the crossover, Fitzy. I'm picking the Patriots. We'll get to that later in the show with the score and how I see the game going. I don't feel great about this weekend. I don't know why. I got a little like...
When did this start?
Last night. And maybe it was something
Did you eat something bad?
I did have leftovers that I'm not sure if they were quality leftovers or just got the job done type of leftovers. My wife was out and I just went in the fridge and took what was there. I don't feel great. I something is crawling up my intestinal system.
You know what?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you... We'll effort this audio for later in the show, but I had the pleasure of speaking with News Channel 5 from Nashville's John Burton, recommendation by the Lairdman, dynamite news presence and a big old sports fan. And this guy knows this team and has been on the beat for ages with them. And he said what Cam Ward said a couple weeks ago, if we're keeping it a buck, we ask. He said, Mike McCoy can do anything he can try. He'll go tempo. He can try all the trick plays in the world. You'll see an uptick in energy early on. But the better team is going to prevail in this one. He doesn't have any hesitation picking the Patriots by easy double digits, and he's not the only one in the Nash Vegas area.
Yeah, I know common thought would say Patriots are rolling, playing better, more talented, have a coach, all of those things, better quarterback, and the Titans stink. Their numbers tell you they stink. Their attitude tells you they stink. The fact that they fired their coach tells you they stink.
But this is their, literally, Andy, this is their last game. Like, okay, I know it's only their seventh game of the season. They're going to have to play out the string to earn the number one draft pick. And possibly a new coach might say, I don't want Cam Ward. And they could be in the quarterback market again next April. But if you think about it, this is really their last relevant game unless playing spoiler to somebody later on in the season matters to them. They have a large or an enlarged spotlight on them this Sunday thanks to Vrabel coming back to town and a team that,
by the way, if the Patriots win on Sunday and the Chargers beat the Colts, could be the number one seed in the AFC.
It worked last week when we did that. We did that all last week. Remember, we talked about the Bills. If the Bills lose or in first place, now you're the number one seed. And even if the Patriots just win, at the very least, they take sole possession of first place in the
East
with the Bills on the bye week. You get that half point advantage. And I get all that. And I just think it's very interesting going into a game against a team that fired its coach, so you wonder about the bump. A team that 1 week ago, we were wondering, are the Patriots mature? Can they be trusted? Is this who they really are? Are they not going to make mistakes anymore? Are they always going to make the right plays? And they did it, but they were also in a tight affair down in New Orleans. If New Orleans scores a touch, let's just say Chris Olave catches the ball in the end zone.
Okay.
You're in kind of a dogfight. You're in a little bit of a dogfight with the New Orleans Saints. So,
Hold on. WPTB afternoon host, Pump the Brakes Radio.
Yeah.
Who was given the business, just like that referee said, personal foul, given him the business there. You gave Mego the business for saying her first choice of descriptives for last Sunday's game was concerning. Now, all of a sudden, are you asleep at the wheel and the Hartmobile is drifting over into the Ottolini lane right now?
No, because I think the first reaction should have been praise for taking care of your business down there and being trusted and being mature and not having a letdown or a trap or all those things. But you also didn't exactly lay the lumber against the Saints. And I don't know if you're ready to be presumed and assumed to lay the lumber against anybody. I know everybody around here, you people, early in the show.
Oh, it's been a while.
You're worried about how you're going to run the score up or how you're going to drive a stake through the Titans' heart or,
burn the villages, take the women, salt the soil. Yes.
You know what you better do? Win the damn game.
Just that's all I want. I don't need them to win by any. Well, I would like if they won by more than seven because I missed out on an 8-leg parlay last night by a yard, and I need to make some money Sunday. How would you? Would you like before Jeremy Springer jumps in? Would you like a stat?
Sure, give me one stat before Springer.
Okay, how about this? Of the 48 times an interim head coach has taken over midseason in the NFL since the year 2000, how many times have that team won outright?
I am going to say 21.
Damn, man, you should stop at a casino on the way home.
Was that
the
right?
20. 20 out of 48 times.
Yeah, so it's not quite the bump you'd presume. It's less than 50%, but it's
a
bump.
But it's better. It's better considering the teams that they've been fired from are probably ass. That's not too bad, not too shabby.
Yeah, because you would assume if a coach gets fired that it's an absolute crap show in that organization and in that city. So you're right, to go 50-50 or close to 50-50 in those games. And I'll add that a log to the cautionary tale fire. The Steelers, cautionary tale. The Bengals, cautionary tale. And Fitzy's number, 20 times you got the little bump out of the
Correct.
Head coach firing. That's a cautionary tale, especially when you have a former head coach on the other sideline. And I think this causes the Patriots to scramble in their preparation. You know, you had Vrabel having to go back and see what was McCoy in San Diego. What was McCoy with the Chargers? What kind of offense are we going to have to go up against? So there's a lot of layers to this. We are awaiting our conversation with Jeremy Springer. So we are going to actually take a break. Trend on the other side, we're going to talk to Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer. But first, we have Nick Fitzy Stevens with what's trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, your New England Patriots are set to travel to the Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, Mike Vrabel's former home, to take on the Titans and interim head coach Mike McCoy in his first game for the Titans this Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. The Pats are a 7-point road favorite. This marks the first time the Pats are road favorites of 7 points or higher since 2019 in Miami, the infamous Antonio Brown game. Said Mike Vrabel earlier today when he spoke to the assembled media at Gillette Stadium. Cornerback Charles Woods with a knee, safety Jalen Hawkins with a hamstring, defensive end Harold Landry with an ankle, and wide receiver Stephon Diggs with a chest are questionable for Sunday's game. We'll update any injury news here on WEEI Afternoons as the afternoon unfurls. Week 7 in the NFL got off to a rousing start last night on Amazon Prime Video with Cincinnati's thrilling 33-31 win at home versus the Steelers. Joe Flacco, in just his second start for the Bengals after arriving 11 days ago, went 31 for 47 for 342 yards and 3 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers also joined the over 40 quarterback fun, throwing for 249 yards and 4 touchdowns, but 2 costly picks. In hockey, turns out all the Vegas baby bonding they could handle wasn't enough as the Bruins dropped the first game of a 3-tilt West Coast swing to the Golden Knights last night, final score of 6-5. Jeremy Swayman gave up more goals than a fatigued parent of four on New Year's Day, allowing 6 biscuits in the basket. Zadorov, Janot, Kastelich, Pasternak, and Essamont all scored single goals for the Bruins. Up next on the trip is a mammoth game. That's right, it's Boston versus Utah, Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And in baseball, behind the best start in ages that he offered up, Max Scherzer led the Blue Jays to a rousing 8-2 win over the Mariners last night in Toronto. Vladdy Jr. had another big fly for the Jays. That series is all tied up at 2 games apiece. Game 5 tonight, just after 6 p.m. from Seattle. Kevin Gausman goes for Toronto opposite Seattle's Bryce Miller. And in the National League, the Dodgers look to punch their ticket back to the Fall Classic tonight in Game 4 against the Brewers from Chavez Ravine. TBD is set to take the hill for Milwaukee opposite Shohei Ohtani. Trending is sponsored by The 99. Head to the bar at the 99 restaurant this Sunday for game day. Score a 6-pack of bone-in wings for just $5.99 and full-size apps for just $6.99. And you've got a chance to win prizes weekly. You gotta love the nines. This is your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens, and that's what's trending at WEEI and WEEI.com. Don't go anywhere. Our conversation with Patriots special teams coach Jeremy Springer is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Coming up.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday, where each week we talk to one of the coordinators from the New England Patriots. Coordinators from the Patriots on WEEI Afternoons are brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com, and brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber, your local timber tech supplier, number one in premium decking. This week, it's Patriots Special Teams Coordinator Jeremy Springer. Mr. Springer, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
We're good. I mean, how could we not be good? You guys are on a win streak. You're in first place. Things are rolling. You know, the weather's not too bad. The rain went away. Like, we're celebrating life here in New England. So is there an energy, a vibe around the building? I know I heard Steph Diggs say, don't drink the Kool-Aid. And we're serving up some Kool-Aid when I tell you you're in first place and you're on a winning streak and all that. What's the vibe or the energy around the building these days?
You know what? I think at the end of the day, everyone in this building knows how long of a season is. It's literally, like, to me, it's the beginning of the season, to be honest with you. So like the noise outside is not really a factor. But I think the vibe inside the building is, you know, guys believing in the things that the head man is preaching, like our culture, our identity, and trying to really practice our identity on a daily basis. And that's kind of all we're worried about, is like, are we a reflection of what we're trying to be as a team day by day? And we're just taking it day by day, because it literally is like, the season doesn't end today, right? We got so many more wonderful football, and it's like, we got so much more we can be better at. And that's what we're trying to do, is just take one day at a time. I thought we had a good Friday today, and I'm only worried about tomorrow right now and getting ready for tomorrow so that we can perform our best on Sunday.
Okay, so you're telling me that you didn't wake up with a smile on your face Tuesday when you heard that you guys were in first place in the AFC East, and that no one has whispered to you, hey, if we win Sunday and the Colts lose, we got sole possession of the one seed in the AFC.
Nah, I'll tell you what, I don't listen to TV, I don't watch TV.
It rots your brain anyway, Jeremy. Good call.
I'm literally on trying to win and beat the Tennessee Titans. That's about it.
So you mentioned the head man, Mike Vrabel. We all know this is, you're playing a Tennessee team that he coached for a bunch of years, and he lived down there, and he set the tone for that organization. How has he handled this week? I know he said to the media this is not some win one for the Gipper kind of week, but how has he handled this week and that potential distraction or storyline?
Exactly like you would think Mike Vrabel would handle it, man. We're focused on the opponent, and that's the opponent, Tennessee. And we know that in the NFL, man, this thing is a week-to-week basis. So, like, this team right now, in my opinion, like, I just look at special teams. They're a damn good special teams unit. They do a phenomenal job in all phases. And my goal is to, you know, get the possessions to our offensive defense, be the best that we can. And Vrabel's really stressed that amongst all three phases. Like, what can we do to win this game and focus on this game? And there's really been no talk about anything else outside other than that. It's just focus on the game and focus on what we need to do to win it.
Yeah, I mean, you even had Steph Diggs in the locker room earlier this week saying, don't drink the Kool-Aid, don't take the cheese, as far as people trying to, you know, blow sunshine your way and buy into the hype. So that makes a lot a lot of sense, Jeremy. I would like to go back to last Sunday's game real quick. So there's the fourth and seven, and offense decides to go for it. It would have been, I believe, a 58-yard field goal for Borgalis. Now, he banged through the 52-yarder. Yeah. Against Buffalo, I say that would have been good from 72, and that's outdoors, no less.
Yeah.
Like that, do you go up to Vrabel and say, "Hey, coach, just so you know, he's good from 60 tonight." Do you advocate for the kick, or do you wait until they come to you and say, like, "How's his range? How's he doing? What can we ask of him tonight?"
Yeah, that's all done in pregame for us. Like, everything from a yard line perspective and what we're going both ways, if we're outside or if we're indoor, we already have a plan in place. So I know. And I think, you know, the flow of the game, the aggressiveness of Coach Vrabel in those situations when they're talking with offense, defense, and stretch, I think that's something that they decide on. And let's go out there and be the – sorry about that.
Don't ever apologize. That's why we love you, dude. You're the real deal. Right.
No, I got in coach mode, but I just love the aggressiveness, man. Like, if we go out there on offense, we get touchdowns, man, that's good for our team. It's good for Drake and those guys, and I'm all for what's best for the team in that situation, and I'm all in on whatever we choose to do.
Okay, so how often does what just happened happen? Because in the real world, do you get fired up, like, talking to your mom about something or family or friends and getting to coaching?
I tell you what, when I come home, it's hard to turn it off. So my girlfriend, you know, she knows when I get home if I'm, you know, cussing a little bit more. She just knows I'm in coach mode. I've been around guys all day. You know, I'm talking with Travion Henderson about this. Or that. I'm just in coach mode, and it's just hard to kind of turn it off sometimes.
We have to turn it off, unfortunately, for our job, because the FCC gets really mad at us if we get in coaching mode. I did want to ask you, so speaking of Borgalis, he seems like he's settled in nicely in terms of putting the ball through the uprights. But there's been a couple little hiccups here on kickoffs, not hitting the landing zone.
Yeah.
What are the challenges to that? What are you asking him to do? How has he been sort of working through that? Because that's obviously kind of a relatively new thing in his career and in the league.
Yeah.
So what's going on there?
That has nothing to do with Andy. Like, I get kind of mad at myself. I get a little selfish sometimes because I've already expressed how much I love that dirty ball and how effective it is. When you work around the league, when teams are able to do it consistently, your drives are starting inside the 20-yard line. So it's a major, major deal. We hit it on the first two reps. They were good kicks, and I got a little greedy with it. And sometimes on those kicks, man, like, it's hard to be consistent with them. And you see it around the league, you know, that third or fourth one could get a little hairy or it's in front of the 20. So that's all coaching. I just need to be better about putting him in the best situation. I know he can directionally kick the ball middle, right, left, and he can hit the dirty ball from time to time, but it doesn't need to be every rep. So, again, that's just me learning through it, being a little selfish, getting a little greedy, and sometimes you do that. It's a high-risk, high-reward type of deal because you don't want the ball at the 40-yard line, and ultimately that's a coaching mistake on myself.
So, Jeremy, obviously you've got, you know, we believe the best punt returner in the NFL right now with Marcus Jones, but who's the backup punt returner? I only ask because Marcus is having, I say, a career year both ways, but he plays so physically on defense, and, you know, he's, what, a 5'9", a buck 85, but tries to hit everybody like he's Ronnie Lott. I'm just kind of concerned that he's going to get dinged up, and then you're not going to have Marcus back there for, you know, a week or two, or maybe a punt return.
You know what, when you could And you know what's funny is when you guys ask me about him playing kickoff return, that's why he doesn't.
Yep.
Because that right there. So, but no, in all seriousness, we got a number of guys that could back him up. You know, you got Pop Douglas, you got Chiz if he's active, and then you got Kyle Williams as well. So those three guys can all do it. And those are all three guys that work at it all week long. So, you know, we have all those guys backing up ready to go in case, you know, God forbid, 25 goes down.
So you had, and we're speaking with Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Friday. You mentioned Chisholm there. He was active. You had him in the kickoff return role. I'm wondering, what do you like about that? He's probably not as fast as Gibson, I'm going to guess, but what do you like about him in that role? Is that something you see him developing in?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're the fourth or fifth receiver, or, again, it's third or fourth running back right now, like, all those guys got to be able to return the football in this new dynamic kickoff, because it's such a valuable play now, because you're running 6 to 8 kickoffs a game or returns a game. So all those guys are always working. And someone like Chiz, I thought last week made great decisions. He knew where the ball was going. He caught him on the run. He didn't run out of returns where it forced into the penalties. It was more on, like, if we had a penalty, it was more on technique versus him. So he's just a great decision maker. So he's a guy that we'll continue to work and develop. And I love his attitude. I love the way he works. And he's a guy that I'm always going to, like, trust, because I know he's going to work throughout the week and he's going to be prepared, especially when you're playing a team that's maybe putting the ball on the ground a lot. That's where that valuable preparation comes into play, because if you can't handle those balls on the ground, like, you're going to be starting a lot of drives at the 20 or making really poor decisions that's going to really hurt the football team. And I just think he makes great decisions because of the way he works. So I hope he continues to develop and continue to ride with him if that situation comes up. And if it doesn't, then just get him work and be ready to go.
Earlier you said as you were preparing this week to take on the Titans, they had some really good special teams. What kind of problems could they potentially present you with on Sunday in a game where, you know, the coaching staff has now just been shaken up all of 5 days ago?
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, in the NFL, or it really in college too, like, because the head coach gets fired doesn't mean, like, the organization is in shambles. Like, these guys are all professionals. They're all getting paid to do what they do. So they're going to work, and they're working even harder. I always say that sometimes you get your best coaching done whenever you're losing or in those situations, because you're doing everything you can to expend all resources to win a football game. And I know the guy they have over there in Jim Fossil. I mean, he's one of the OGs and one of the best in the game. And he's got those guys playing really hard. They got a returner in DK, a rookie that's the NFL leader in all-purpose yards right now in the return game. They got dynamic guys in the rush game. I mean, this is a really good football team on special teams. And that's all I look at, because I'm a special teams coordinator, so that's what I focus on. And I've been telling our guys all week, man, this is a real game. I mean, it's going to test our special teams unit from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. And we got to be on our screws, and we got to help our defense and offense out. We got to create momentum on the road in the NFL. It is never, ever, ever, I can't stress enough, like, an easy win. It's just never going to be that way. And so we got to come out and play four quarters of clean football for our team. And it's a big challenge. I mean, fake city, rush game, return game. I mean, every phase, these guys do a great job. So it's a big challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
Jeremy, we're now 6-plus weeks into the NFL season with last night's game, and the only kickoff return for a touchdown is your guy, Antonio Gibson. Are you surprised by that? Did you expect more big play returns? Why aren't there more? How do you see this coming together?
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, it is what it is, because it's such a hard play for those guys on kickoff return. You think about it, you're 5 yards away from somebody that's running full speed at you, and you're trying to keep your body in front of them. Because as soon as they get outside your framework, you can't grab them. You can't, because if you do, it's a holding call. So it's a really hard play to do. And you got rules and regulations in terms of formations that you can do it anyway. And then all these kicks that you're getting, right? Like, you're getting kicks right, middle, left, on the ground. I mean, it's a hard play on kickoff return to coach. It's a hard play for the guys to understand. And, like, it's just hard for those guys to block guys for that long. It just is. So you're not going to see as many big returns as you wanted to. And that's just a plain fact. And you just got to make sure you get guys back there to understand the returns. And you got to continue to just coach the little things on it, because it really comes down to the details of your blocking technique. But it's a hard play, man. I can't stress it enough that on these guys that have played defense and not used to blocking like tight ends. You don't have 15 tight ends on the roster, so you can't play everybody. And you got top two tight ends are going to play all offense, so you're not going to use those guys. So it's a challenging play, but it's fun. It's fun to be on the side of being trying to be creative with it and trying to get better at it. And every day, every week, I feel like I'm just like, I'm learning something new on how to coach it better when I'm watching around the league. And it's an ongoing growth mindset type of play in terms of how I'm trying to coach it.
Jeremy, last one for me. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak to a news anchor from Nashville who's also a radio host and has been covering the team for years. And he said personnel-wise, they're pretty banged up, and there's a reason why they're only averaging 14 points a game. However, he said he would not be surprised in any way, shape, or form if the team, because of the fact that Mike Vrabel's coming back to town, because it's the first game coached by an interim head coach, not only tries an increase in tempo, but also reaches into the bag for every trick possible in all three phases of the game. Are you guys getting prepared for that? And also, you know, don't forget, not that it's the same team by any stretch, but, like, this is the home of the Music City Miracle. So Have you guys been going over any potential? I mean, it's one of the greatest special teams plays of all time. Over any potential any trick plays and whatnot this week?
Yeah, I think when you play in a coordinator that you know has a history of fakes like Jim Fossil does, and a history of just being a great, you know, creator of fakes, and Jim Fossil, that's what he is. And on top of that, you know, with the interim head coach, and he was once an interim head coach for when Fisher got fired at the LA Rams. Yep. So you just know the history of what he's done and what they're doing, and we just got to be prepared. And all, and every fourth down is a huge play for us. And that's why I said it earlier about this team. They're a really good team on special teams. I don't take that for granted. You don't take these games on the road in the NFL for granted. It's going to be a tight football game. It's going to be a very good football game. And we're doing everything we can to be prepared for that. And my goal is to, you know, not lose the possession of this game, get it back to our offensive defense with great positive momentum and good field position. If we do that, I'll be happy at the end of the game if we get a win with that.
All right, Jeremy, we can make a deal then. You guys keep winning. We'll keep serving up Kool-Aid, yeah, and you guys will keep refusing to drink it. Is that all fair?
That's all fair, man. We got 11 games, man. A lot of football left, dog.
All right, man. Good. All right, thank you. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Thanks, you too, Jeremy.
That was Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer, brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber, your local Timber Tech supplier, number one in premium decking. And that was our first, I think, Fitzy, that was our first coach got too comfortable and gotten coach speak interview we've had this year. And as you would say, Fitzy, I'm here for it. I love when they let their guard down and you get a little insight into when it's rolling, baby. It's rolling, baby. And if you were listening on Twitch or YouTube or those areas, you know what we're talking
about. The Odyssey app was loud and clear.
Yes. So I love it. That was Jeremy Springer, passionate Patriots special teams coordinator. And if his mentality and the way he received the message this week is accurate, then the Patriots are taking this game quite seriously down in Tennessee. Speaking of serious in Tennessee, Calvin Ridley is not going to play this week for the Titans. So that makes me feel a little bit better. That's a little bit less of, I don't feel great about this game. And I did actually get a bunch of texts during that interview. What are you, crazy? What do you not feel good about? Somebody told me they're going to put a boatload of money on the Patriots. So everybody's confident. We all feel good in Patriot Nation. They're going to go down to Tennessee and roll. We'll get back to the game. More of that later with a Ted buildup a little later in the show. Up next, we do need to touch on this Pablo Torre podcast, the latest information on Jordan. We hear her firsthand from some behind-the-scenes footage from a taping at NFL Films. Bill Belichick, Mike Lombardi, and the hate triangle that is his North Carolina crew, all that and more next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
That is the latest from Pablo Torre Finds Out, his podcast available now everywhere.
What did he find out this time?
Well, he found out that they all hate each other. He found out that there are powerful donors that are not happy at UNC. He found out that there is audio footage from Bill Belichick's coach show produced at NFL Films by Underdog. He found out quite a bit, actually. He found out Mike Lombardi went to the Middle East, to Saudi Arabia, to try to get an injection of Saudi money in the UNC program, which also I found out, didn't really find out, I read. That made it sound like I did anything. I just read a story. Colorado tried to do the same thing. Colorado had an assistant coach, because you know how we've been kind of comparing that Colorado got the Dion bump and what's going on out there, and maybe UNC was envisioning the Bill bump and different things, whatever. Well, they tried to get Saudi money injected into their program a couple years ago. So sooner or later, somebody's going to get the Saudis to buy into college football, and that's going to be a massive issue for college football.
Yeah, it is, considering that we've been largely uncomfortable with the notion of sports washing on the professional level. If they were to buy into a collegiate program, which just sounds so untoward, I feel like a lot of people would be real uncomfortable real quick.
So we are obviously going to dig deeper into this story about an hour from now, actually, at 4 o'clock, because I didn't think it was fair to delve into the Bill Belichick story without Ted Johnson.
Are you out of your mind?
That's like, you know, stealing a present from your child on Christmas Eve or something. You can't do it. You know, you got to let him unwrap this one and chime in. But I did want to set the table. I found that really interesting that we know now we're going public with this idea that Mike Lombardi, Matt Patricia, Jordan all kind of hated each other, thought very little of each other. We're kind of sharing
of disdain.
Yes. Yeah. And yet they're all trying to please Bill while probably trying to elbow the other, undercut the other out from the circle of trust. It is just such a toxic world. And there's a lot of reports that this actually played into NFL teams saying, no, we want no part of you. And it's not really you we mean so much of, as we don't trust who you're going to bring with you to enter into our world and our organization. That includes Lombardi. Maybe that includes Patricia. Although Patricia, he put his big boy pants on. He went to Ohio State and he's kind of back to just doing football and defense and things that he should probably stick to on the football field.
At first we thought, whoa, man, Matty P's back. Did you see what he did to Arch Manning in that kickoff game? And then it was like, oh, did you see what a lot of other places did to Arch Manning? So, you know, I wouldn't say the shine came off of him, but I'm glad that he somehow, of the four of them right now, is clearly like atop the power rankings. Mike Lombardi, no one has a nice word to say about him, it seems, these days, including Lou Merlone. And Jordan, no one wants to dunk on this woman anymore just because I think we'd all be better with less of her in our lives. And I got to be honest, like, Bill has just invited one bad headline after one bad story, after one critic, after one angry donor, after another through his front door, man. Like, here's the real question. Will there be a positive Bill Belichick related headline anytime soon?
Sure. I mean, UNC has a sports information department. They have a social media department. They put you mean coming from someplace other than the University of North Carolina?
Well, when he beats California tonight.
he actually Family. May have a chance. I got to tell you, I'm so interested, and you guys know I go to bed early. I'm not a late night owl, even on a Friday night, whatever. I may stay up tonight to watch the beginning. It's 10:30, which is, I might have to go to sleep, set my alarm, wake back up. But it's a 10:30 kickoff out west. I kind of want to watch at least the beginning of this game. And I'll watch two plays, because if you watch one play in a Bill Belichick game, sometimes you can be misled as to what the outcome of the game is going to be. Right, Stiz?
I don't even know what that means, but whatever.
So, Stiz, you have some audio you'd like to set up?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, we all talk about the last few years of Belichick and the Patriots and how it was kind of a disaster. And according to Matty P, there was one person responsible for said disaster.
So, Matt Patricia, perhaps unsurprisingly, would in turn privately insult Michael Lombardi's intelligence as a rocket scientist or just a guy. He also, Patricia did, complained to multiple sources that Jordan Hudson was a big reason why Bill Belichick was less obsessed with football over his last 2 years running the Patriots.
Yeah, red pants, guys. Red pants. He was more concerned with what color pants she was going to wear so he could pick her out of a crowd and find her at the game as opposed to, I don't know, preparing for the Bills or, you know, the Saints.
I'm not sure he was concerned about the pants or what was in the pants. I mean, I think that is the road we're going down here that Matt Patricia is alluding to.
Ew.
He was distracted. It wasn't football first. And I think we all saw that. I think we all kind of knew that. Now, it also is a good excuse for him to have, right? It's a good excuse, actually, for Bill Belichick. You became distracted by your young girlfriend. Not that you just lost your way. Not that you just lost your fastball and stopped making good decisions and football decisions and your scouting wasn't as good or whatever. It's a great excuse for him to have. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm still really good. It's just that my girlfriend distracted me and I wasn't all football and that's why things went down the crapper. Or that's why I sucked after Brady. It wasn't that I lost Tom Brady. It's that I had a girlfriend that distracted me. It's not that I was nothing without Tom Brady. I actually think that's a nice little baked-in excuse for Bill Belichick. But this story won't go away. And about an hour from now, as I told you, we will have some audio, behind-the-scenes audio at NFL Films. And Fitzy, I believe there will be more of this, not less of this. I know Pat McAfee was calling NFL Films, trying to figure out how this got out there. I'll tell you how this got out there. When you're rude to people, when you talk down to people, when you talk badly about people who may or may not be listening to you on the microphone you're wearing on your chest, guess what they're going to do? They're going to take their pound of flesh when they can. They're going to offer it up to people like Pablo Torre if he's looking and if he's asking. It's why when I talk bad about Stiz, I never say it when the mics are on or the mics are even around. I go to the bathroom where there's no microphones if I'm going to rip Stiz or Dan Ball or anybody else to avoid
this. That you
know of. Well, yeah, you never know. You do never know. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to talk about this Bill Belichick situation, the triangle of hate that is North Carolina and his life. And the desecration of the UNC program. That's the way it's been described by some. That's all in the 4 o'clock hour. Up next, it is 3 o'clock. And after being called a racist for my three-point stance yesterday, I'm going to skate a different lane today. I had some thoughts on Aaron Rodgers off of last night's game, and I feel like most of the world will agree with me. That's in my three-point stance. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.